Good morning, everybody. This is Luis Egido, CEO of the Logista Group, for the presentation of the results of 2017. Together with me on the table, there are Gloria Martín, IR Director, and as usual, Manuel Suárez, the CFO. The format of this presentation, as you all know, is the audio webcast, so we will introduce the results, we'll make a presentation, short and detailed as much as possible, and then there will be a time for your questions that you can send all the questions you wish, and it will be answered at the end of the presentation. Well, starting with the results 2007, first thing you have to know, you expect from us probably, is a summarize of these results. What we can say is that this year, again, the company has performed absolutely consistently, delivering the expected net profit, which is the dividend driver, as you know, +16.5% over past year, and all the figures, all the bases are similar than previous years, with the exception that this year we have been negatively impacted by taxes increase, not offset by prices recovery in French and Italian tobacco market. This is the summary. Nothing new, because you are familiar with this situation, because in all of the quarterly reports of this year, we have delivered this information, and the facts have been practically the same. Nothing happened in the past quarter in this year, so everything was known in the Q3 report. Talking about the final figures, in this context, net sales were almost 9.5 billion euros, which means -1.4% in comparison with past year. But our traditional and proven capacity to add services and value to increase our fees collection, which is eco sales, we have got 1.50 billion euros eco sales, which means 1.1 above past year, which is just recovery of the fall of the net sales. And at this level, the figure is already impacted by this one-off we have explained before, and we will talk a little bit later. The adjusted EBIT is 219, which is -6.8 in comparison with  2016, driven by two important elements. The most important is the one-off impacts explained before in tobacco in France and Italy, and then the control of cost, which has grown less than the activity we have developed this year. Finally, the economic free cash flow has been 74 million euros, affected by the calendar. Last day of the year, 30th of September, was Saturday, so it means one day of collection less, which is pure effect happening two every 7 years. And then also another important element is the anticipated corporate income tax. Finally, all of these elements have represented a dividend of 1.05 euros per share, 0.75 will be paid as normal at the end of the second quarter of 2008. Going further, if we analyze a little bit the four pillars of our strategy, which are, just for remind to you, is the consolidated business base, so in this case, the, what you say, mature business, for us, not mature, but traditional business. The diversification or the expansion of this business base, the efficiency or the improving efficiency in operations, third pillar, and the fourth, the robust cash flow profile. Starting from the first, in the basics business or in the traditional business, we can tell you that this year, again, we continue with having the trust of the manufacturers, so we have renewed the contracts in France and in Italy with British American Tobacco in France and Japan Tobacco in France and Italy, at the time before the date of expiration, as usual, as we used to do with this, let's say, trust we have with the manufacturers. In terms of developing new services or let's say your new additional services in this case for these sectors, we can talk that in tobacco we have increased our elements, our services related to the information in the road to the consumer, to our manufacturers, both in cigarettes and also in NGP. In international transport, even though the fall of volumes we have suffered this year, we have increased the activity practically constant, not only in tobacco, but also in technological product transport. In transport of delivery, we have increased the number of dedicated routes for the pharma sector. And especially in Italy, for NGP, we are managing the intra-factory and also the exports and the control of finished goods warehousing in Bologna for the factory of Philip Morris of the IQOS. So we are expanding these four elements, improving the our incomes, our profitability. And then it's another element which is very important, which is how we are preparing the company for the future. So in this case, we are anticipating the changes, reinforcing our already solid position. In this case, we are talking about two important elements happened this year in the tobacco sector, which is first, the implementation of the track and trace. So we are preparing all of the elements in order to be ready and in order to be probably one of the few companies absolutely ready at the date of the implementation of this legislation, of this TPD. And then the evolution that everybody was concerned past years, if you remember, with the implementation of the with the entrance of the plain packaging in France. Well, at the end of the day, we have managed this change without any, let's say, problem. And we have to say that we have increased our fees through the additional and extraordinary services for this replacement of the former tobacco packs. So altogether, we have a positive underlying results in this sector, which are mitigating a little bit the impacts of the one-off suffered in France and Italy. The second pillar is the expansion of our current business base. So in this case, we have clearly improved the elements in wholesale. So we are boosting the multi-channel deployment. So as you know, part of our strategy is to have the only company, the only wholesaler in our geographical area, which is simultaneously approaching the customers by five channels. So it's typical the vendors, then cash and carries, also call centers, websites, and the point of sales terminals and electronics elements are very important in our approach. So we think that is the time that the vendors can promote, can present the products and the portfolio, and then is the time to collect the orders through electronic means. At the same time, we are working with the point of sales, developing new services, new design of the point of sales, so helping them not only through the terminal to manage their business, but also to help them in order to sell more and more and to gain market share as a channel. Second point, second driver is pharma, as you know, one of our strategic business, and then we are adding customer in exclusivity for the pre-wholesaling or for the distribution to the hospitals. So in this area, you are or you know that we are leaders on this sector, and we continue developing new services in order to keep this position. Simultaneously, we are boosting the sales on the pharmacies in a very, I would say, following our strategy in a very selected manner. So we are not competing purely in prices. We are simply trying to to deliver the best service, the best possible service on the sector. And this is the case that sometimes the figures, net sales, eco sales, have some transformation from changes between past year and this year, because we are delivering more services and less pure sales of the products. So it's remarkable that in this sector, in wholesale, both in Spain and in Italy, we have grown by 20% in sales in a market quite, let's say, I would say, quite stable, no? And we are competing, we are gaining market share. The third pillar is related to the efficiency, to the operations, etc. Well, we think, or we design our system based on or looking for the efficiency. So basically, efficiency is the result. It's not only the target; it's the result of our business model. So in this case, the vertical business model, concentrating above all of the logistics activity in order to catch the synergies through the technological tools. This year, we have externalized some local services points in Spain, local services where we deliver the services, the proximity to the point of sales, we catch the order, we take care of the collection, etc. So this is a part, let's say, that has to be close to the point of sales. We have increased also, we have changed the warehouse of convenience in Spain, enlarging the capability according to the plans we have for the coming years. And then we have consolidated also three warehouses in one in France in wholesale, in other business, in wholesale to the other channels different to the tobacconists. Talking about synergies, we continue reorganizing all of the transport routes. This is, for us, is a continuous improvement of this profitability, of this efficiency. We continue boosting, as explained before, the omni-channel ordering, which is a source of, first, of increasing sales, and second, to reduce costs for obtaining these sales. And then in Italy, we have closed another 8 local services points because we think that still we have room to streamline this network. At the same time, we continue improving the increasing electronic increasing of the billing and collection, reusable boxes, wherever, in order to defend our ecological position, and then all of the environmental measures in terms of in eco vehicles, all of the elements we are trying to revert part of our investment to implement these measures in order to have a social responsibility as we have in our track record, in our history. So all of the elements are provided to us less growth of cost or lower growth of cost than the related activity in 2017. Finally, the fourth pillar is the financial side that will explain by Manuel Suárez in more detail, but basically what we can say is, well, this year the cash conversion is a little bit lower because of the working capital impact of the calendar effect, which is a pure element, normal element in our history. We continue the maintaining the 90% payout ratio, 90% of the net profit. And then, as a consequence, we have paid the past year 126 million euros dividends, 65 cents in at the end of the 2016, and 30 cents the interim for this year. We will increase, as you will see at the end of the presentation. So finally, summarizing all of these four pillars, what we have basically delivered to this year is a dividend yield of almost 5%, 4.8, as you know, in comparison with the budget, which is quite similar, practically a little bit better. Now we are going to a brief review of the business, talking about the elements and the facts happened this year. So starting by page number 13, you can see that in the geographical split, there are two effects, two elements, which is in the eco sales, practically stable, so the weight of the different countries is practically the same, and in related to activities is quite similar in the right part of the side, in the chart. So this is practically the same structure, a little bit impacted by the small movements among them. Probably in Italy is related business to tobacco are a little bit less developed than in France and in Spain. And you all know that transports in Iberia practically are lower margins than the average we have on the company, but this is something which is known. The most important point in this chart probably is the split, the breakdown of the EBIT, because it's impacted in comparison with past year with the one-offs. So you can see how Italy has been reduced by 5 points, France by 2. Basically, it's not for the recurring activity, it's because of the impacts of the taxes, prices, movements, not offsetting all of these increases happened by the governments in these countries. Going further, and talking about global picture about the three countries and all of the business, the main facts happened this year are practically in macro environment of the countries. Spain clearly has been the best country with more growth, with more stabilized situation. Italy is starting to recover, so we have seen good signals on the recovery in our sectors. Meanwhile, in France, still the situation continues very, very, very weak. So the activity is not still recovered. Talking about tobacco, this year it has been very, very complicated in comparison with the past 2 years. We don't want to highlight this point, but this is something which is happening. So the fall of volumes has been around 4% globally in our geographies, with a special incidence in Italy. But this evolution compares with 2016, that was slightly positive, and 2015 was slightly negative. So less than 1% in both cases. And the year is minus 4. So it is an important element that has been offset for our, let's say, recovering of the profitability, cost control, other value services, etc. Then it's remarkable that in Spain, in wholesale, it has been a very, very good year in terms of sales, in terms of results. The same in Italy, in wholesale. We have increased more than 20%, as I said before, the sales in Italy in these products. Transport has been very positive, considering that it's a market a little bit more mature. But both in international and in local transport, we are growing. And in pharma, we continue with the growth, basically consolidating the base of our customers. Talking about the not so good news, in France, the evolution of the convenience sector, both in tobacconist network and also in the other networks, is still quite weak. Going into every country to give you some figures that you have in the presentation, but just to comment the facts and the reasons. In Iberia, tobacco market has been decreased by 2.6% cigarettes after one price increase of 10 cents in the first quarter of this year. Very good performance in Portugal. We are growing. All of you know that we bought a wholesaler, and then we are growing also in our organic activity. We are very positive in this market. And then, as I said before, very, very good performance also in convenience, both in dedicated distribution to Procter & Gamble and also on the sales on tobacconists, etc. It's been a very good year. In transport, we continue investing in differentiation our offer in order to get margins. So you know, transport is very competitive market, especially in Spain. So we have, in Logesta, we have kept the eco sales or the activity practically constant in spite of the fall in tobacco volumes this year. We have increased the transport in technological sectors. And in parcel and couriers in Spain and Portugal, in Iberia, it's been very positive, increasing the number of expeditions and the number of and the eco sales even a double digit, and then the profitability as well. So we continue very, very stable in this business. In other business, as explained before, pharma, we continue reinforcing the primary logistics and then continue also penetrating in the pharmacies sector. I repeat, in a consolidated base of customer and with a profitable level of services, which is slowing down a little bit the speed of the growth in this sector. And then in publications we have increased sales as well. We have incorporated new contracts, new products, and we continue increasing a little bit the sales of the lottery activity. Altogether, the EBIT is growing significantly. And then another thing to mention is this EBIT includes the famous provision of the first quarter of 6.8 million for this provision of the pensionists, the tobacco-free, etc. This provision we accounted in the first quarter. In France, an important figure to be said because of the practically first complete year implemented with the plain packaging implemented, the reduction of the volume, the market has been practically the same than in Spain, -2.7% in cigarettes, a little bit bigger in rolled Europe, no? So this is, I remember in the past year, question mark about what will happen. The results are like this, so it's not so has been not so impacted, no? Impacting these elements. More important has been in France this year, as explained before, the movements on taxes not followed by the manufacturers with the prices increase, etc., in order to offset this effect. So there are a fight for the market share, for the brands, for the position of the brand, of the brands, of the different brands, but there is not a strong reduction on volumes, neither an increase of the prices, no? It has been, which is after two, three movements this year in France, first with the tobacconist fees, then with the minimum, the perception minimum updating, is absolutely something which has been, I think, is for once something which is not, I will say, sustainable in the future, in the long term. As I told you, in convenience, the sales are very weak, still not recovering, and also in electronic and e-recharge, no? And all of the elements of the prepaid telephony cards, all of these elements, no? The good news in tobacco and related in France is, in spite of this reduction of the activity global in tobacco and related, we have been capable to maintain the level of the eco sales. So we are recovering part of this activity through new services, new products. In other business, as I explained before, it basically is convenience on gas stations, on bakeries, and other point of sales different to tobacconists. The situation is still depressed. And then what is happening today is a very, very, let's say, non-stabilized market in terms of consumption. What we are doing is taking advantage of this situation. On top of the internal restructuring we did past year, we are also cleaning the portfolio, which is allowing us, in spite of the fall of the activity, to keep, as the same as happened in tobacco, the same level of eco sales. So we are having more healthy, let's say, sales. In the EBIT, you have to consider two things, two extraordinary things. One of the restructuring happened in other business in convenience, and second, all of the one-offs happened with the prices, the taxes increases not offset, which is an important impact this year. Finally, in Italy, paradoxically, Italy, the more stable market without increase of prices as well, even with some deposition of prices, the fall of volumes have been the biggest, 6.1% in cigarettes, minus past year. this is what the only thing happened is the elimination following the TPD, the packs of 10 cigarettes, which are a very important element in Italy. It has a very, had a very important market share. So it's the only effort. So it's bigger by far than the plain packaging in France. So this is something where we talk about, which are the consumer habits, which are the impacts of these different measures. We can base on the reality, on the facts, on these statistics. So on top of that, some movements, two movements this year in taxes in Italy. First, a regularization of the weighted average price, and then in the third quarter, there have been an update of the excises, general excises. Again, not followed by the manufacturers, that was practically similar to France. No, in Italy, it's remarkable the increase of the activity we have in the in-house, let's say, logistics management of the factory of IQOS in Bologna, which is very, very important activity this year and is growing. And second is the good performance, double-digit growth on the convenience products in Italy, in tobacconists. So the EBIT is recovering. Basically, the impact of these one-offs due to the tobacco not compensation of the taxes increase, which is, in the comparison with the past year, much important, because past year there was an increase of prices in Italy in 20 cents, if you remember. So the gap is bigger in Italy than in other countries. Now, Manuel Sare will go in details about the financial information.
Thank you, Luis, and thank you to all people attending this presentation of our 2017 financial results. First, couple of comments general before entering into the numbers. Those results are not preliminary, but are the definitive ones already formulated by our board of directors and duly backed by the external auditors of the company. And second, on the auditors, in an effort to show the highest transparency standards, the company has decided this year to appoint as co-auditor of the company PricewaterhouseCoopers, together with the traditional external auditor of the company, Deloitte & Touch. As you can see in page 19, the underlying performance is in line with what we have been communicating to the markets. The revenues have decreased 1.4%, reflecting mainly lower tobacco volumes. The eco sales, plus 1.7%, are the mix of an underlying evolution of the business, fully in line with expectations, and is made of lower tobacco volumes, basically offset by higher per unit tariff, more services developed to our existing customers, and the development of new businesses, as well as the stockholding revaluation effect that this year has been very negative as a result of manufacturers not fully reflecting in the retail selling price the fiscal increases in France and Italy. The costs grew 3.4%, or 2.6% net of the already explained 6.8 million euros provision not linked to the activity but to non-repetitive pension commitments. This growth is below the growth of underlying activity, contributing then with this improvement in operations and efficiency to the growth of the underlying EBIT, masked this year by the lack of price reaction to tax increases and the pension issue. So the margin EBIT to eco sales evolution net of these one-offs improves the 30 basis points per year the company has as target. Logista has decided to go further in restructuring actions to cope with activity reduction in some areas of the French business, a part of the customary efficiency improvements. Finally, the decrease in profit from operations so is the consequence of an activity evolution in line with the trend of the company. Lower volumes, higher tariffs, more value-added services, diversification, and efficiency gainings that provide increasing percentual variation versus last year figures as one goes down the P&L, masked this year by the one-offs mentioned. despite the heavy weight of the one-off effects, the net income has grown 16.5% thanks to higher average cash position that has more than offset the lower interest rates, lower financial expenses linked to lower current cost of provisions, almost tax-free capital gain on the disposal of the financial participation in one affiliate, and lower corporate tax rate linked to actual decreases in the statutory tax rates in Spain and France, reversal of deferred tax liabilities linked to already approved future decreases of corporate income taxes in France, although this will have to be partially revisited once the fiscal measures announced last week in France are confirmed, and some deductions applied in Spain since last year. So profit per share has reached 1.16 euros per share, and as last year, 90% of it will be devoted to dividends. The cash evolution through the year has followed the normal trend of the business cycle, decreasing in the first half as a consequence of the September peak to reflect the seasonality of the business, reaching minimum at the end of H1 to recover since then, reflecting higher consumption activity in the south of Europe during the summer period. Average cash position has been 1.7 billion euros, slightly higher than last year, with very important swings, as usual, reflecting an average working capital of 2.6 billion euros, very much in line with the one of last year in average terms. The investment figure reflects our asset-light business model and is this year slightly higher than last one. We keep in this area focusing on technology to support our strategy of differentiation, developing added value services and gaining constantly operating efficiencies. We have already started with some investments to fulfill the track and trace requirements of European legislation. All these are fixed assets investments. In addition, a small wholesaler operation in Portugal amounting to 10 million euros was acquired and successfully integrated very quickly in our operations in that country. The free cash flow has been affected by several facts. The operational part has already been explained in the previous slides. The working capital variations that on average should tend to be zero has been, after a very positive month of September 2016, negative due to a month of September 17 not so positive and one less working day in September 17 versus 16. Anyway, this is a pure accounting issue. From a business perspective, what matters is the year average, and this has been substantially the same. The corporate income tax actually paid is affected by the change in the prepayment rules of corporate taxes in Spain that were introduced this year and that consider as non-deductible, only for the purpose of the advance payment, the international dividends collected by the company. This is a timing effect this year and should be offset in the coming years by the actual income tax payment. With all that, and not considering the change in the working capital, as it is a pure formal issue, the company will dedicate practically all cash generation in the period to dividend payments. Out of the net income of 154 million euros, the board will propose the general stockholders meeting to dedicate, as it is its minimum policy, 90% of it to remunerate the shareholders in dividends. As an interim dividend of 30 cents per share was paid in August, the final dividend will be 75 cents per share, that's to say 99.3 million euros, to add to the 39.7 already paid in the interim one, and once considered and discount the treasury stock in both cases. For coming years, directors intend to distribute at least 90% of reported net profit in dividends, payment as usual one-third of the previous year total dividend in the fourth quarter. Once again this year, the four financial attributes of our business are confirmed. One, strong financial results reflecting a highly resilient business model with capacity to leverage in improving economic circumstances. The underlying results have been growing while the revenues continue decreasing, providing a net income growth over 16%. 2. Superior profitability with improving margins one more year. 3. The robust economic cash flow profile that has supported our dividend policy even in the year when all the one-offs have hit it. And 4. The dividend yield that has been 4.8% in the year. That, together with the share price increase, has provided a total shareholders return of 7.2%, having absorbed this year a 10% additional placement of shares by the main shareholders that has increased significantly the free float. And now I pass the word to Luis Ejido to comment on the following.
Thank you, Manolo. Well, finally, which is our outlook of 2018? Well, based on our experience and our expertise, which is simply to think on a recovery the normal trend of the years after this extraordinary 17 in terms of tobacco movements in some countries, not in all, just in France and in Italy. Well, what we think is, talking step by step, first, we think that the underlying activity will be practically aligned with the past trend of this activity. No, so we don't expect any surprise, any relevant surprise, considering that there will be in France a strong reduction of volumes because of the price increase expected this year, but also that we are continuing. Adding value services, adding activity, incorporating new services, NGP, etc. So we think that this and a slightly positive evolution of the underlying activity, considering all of these facts, all of the negative facts. The second point to consider is that the non-recurring effects, or one-off effects, happened this year will come back to the normal trend. So we think it's impossible, it's not sustainable in the long term, this game in which the manufacturers are, let's say, not offsetting the impact of taxation, of the increase of the cost, without repercussion in the price. Because you can imagine that this impact for us represents the devaluation of the inventories we have, that practically altogether will be 1 month average. But for the industry means 12 months per year losses accumulated, and then accumulating the year and accumulating it. So it's something that in our experience we are seeing this market for 30 years ago is something which is not sustainable. So we think that the situation will come back to the normal trend. With these two elements, and including restructuring cost in France, because obviously these prices increase will drive a volumes reduction, and we are absolutely ready for reacting immediately in order to accommodate our infrastructure, our means to the activity required. So with these three elements, what we think is, due to the negative base of this year on EBIT, next year we will have practically a double-digit growth in EBIT. With this, the addition of these three elements. Going down, there are not extraordinary results in financial, so there are not today any divestment or any element creating a capital gains, as happened past year. And the corporate income tax will increase in comparison with the past year, once the deduction of the double taxation is finished, and with the measures of the Spanish government, even the French government is studying this situation. So we think that with these two elements, no extraordinary and less benefiting of the income tax, the net profit will be practically at the same level of this year. So this is our more natural and more probably estimation for this new year, for 18. I think it's practically told everything on the presentation. So now is the time for your questions or for your comments, etc. So we will start on the room. and then we will read all of the questions which are arriving through the mail or through the other elements. So it's up to it's your time.
Hello. So this is Paco Ruiz from Exane. I have three questions. The first one, could you remind us if the provision in Spain is included in adjusted EBIT this year or not? The second question is regarding the tax rate, if you could be a little bit more precise on what should be the tax rate for next year. And finally, you mainly anticipate a little bit, but what do you think is going to be the performance in France next year? I mean, as you said, prices has not been increased for the last 2 years. Taxes has been increased and is more to come. So what should be the structure of the market in the, I don't know, in the coming 3-4 quarters in France and the possible impact of the elasticity there? Thank you.
The first one, the 6.8 million euros provision is included within the adjusted debit of this year.
On the adjusted, on the 218.
Sí. It was included.
So it's included. So the debit.
Sorry, it's not adjusted by that figure.
Okay, so the debit is higher.
It does it.
Okay, thank you.
And second, the tax rate of this year is roughly 18%, but is affected by a lot of extraordinary effects. We expect it to increase next year. Right? There is still uncertainties on the. I mean, you know, last week the French authorities have announced certain measures that we have not still quantified clearly because they are not clear so far. But we could think in an average rate between 22% to 23% for the year 18.
Okay, Paco, I will tell you the view we have about French market. Well, as you have well said, the past 2 years they didn't increase prices in spite of some adjustment on taxes, and this year they have adjusted not only taxes but the tobacconist fee, etc. So all of the elements deteriorating the margin of the manufacturers. No? If you look at the environment, you can see that up to past May, when the new government was nominated, the last elections, there were a period on the final period of government with some, let's say, ideas about tobacco taxation, etc. Well, and probably there was an uncertain scenario, in which manufacturers were, trying to place their products, trying to, I would say, to respond to these projects to the government, so the normal interaction between the environment and the producers. No? What I think is, now we have a certain scenario. There is a new government that has approved the idea to increase the tobacco price at the 10 euros, at the level of 10 euros pack in 2020. They announced also the evolution of the taxation to get this target, this commitment, this political commitment, of this electoral commitment. And now the situation is certain. So most probable scenario is that manufacturers will react or will follow in one way or another. It depends of everyone. It depends of the position that everyone has. But it's something that simply, if not doing that, means in 3 years to lose, I don't know, impossible to evaluate. So I think what we think is there will be a price increase, probably, after the tax increase. I don't know which is the level, of prices increase, if they will recover part of the profitability lost in the past year or not. In our scenario, in our idea, we are considering neutral price increase, so we are not including in our outlook any additional profitability coming from the prices increase in France. We want to be conservative. The price increase is very ambitious, is very it's very tough, no? So we don't think that. And then, what will happen with the scenario in terms of the environment, elasticity, etc. Well, what we think is we have seen what happened in 2003, 2004, the famous big prices, big taxes and prices increase, 35-36% more or less price increase, that impacted by the same quantity on volumes. So basically the elasticity is 1-1, okay? 1% price increase, 1% volume reduction. This is more or less. In the last scenario, 14 years ago, 13 years ago. Well, we think, analyzing the different evolution in the past year, that it will be practically the same. So if you see the volumes or the guidance we used to provide every year is minus 2-3% in volumes when the price increase is plus 2-3%. To be quite clear with you, we are considering a little bit worse this elasticity. Okay, we think that one increase of 50 cents, which is the average the government is not 50 cents because there are different categories. It's between 30 to 50. So, but to tell very 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 clear, is 50 cents will impact, which is represented in this case 8-7%. So we are considering a little bit more than 7-8 in our estimation, in our let's say internal assumptions, no, in order to prepare all of the means, all of the restructuring plan, etc. But in terms of the calculation, because it's not only 18, it's 18, 19, and 20, I think 1-1-1-1 is an elasticity based on the facts, based on the reality, which is the figures we have today. Okay, so the second point is let us see, because in politics, 3 years is a long, long period of time. So let us see how that's impact in the tax collection. Let us see what is impacting on the different tobacco sector. Tobacconists have increased their fee past year. So now with the volumes reduction, probably they will be impacted negatively. So let us see if this in the future could be temporized or not. So 3 years is an eternal period in politics. So our estimation is following exactly these steps with a very, very real, even more, let's say, drastic adjustment in volumes. But basically to make the consideration you were asking for, Paco, is practically the one, because it's the figure we have in mind and the experience we have, no? What happened in reality in the tobacco market.
Just one follow-up. So you commented that due to other services, well, this year has been seen that you've been able to offset, okay, the deterioration in terms of volumes. Do you think that would be also offset this deterioration in volumes in France with these added value services, or?
Yes. What I would say, in a normal year like this, normal year with 2-3% volumes fall, this is correct. We can offset 2-3% on additional service, etc. If there is 7-8% volume fall, we need to adjust even our infrastructure. Okay, so we will not be further to this statement or to this reality, but with this bigger gap in comparison with Payer, we need and then we need some time for stabilizing, because this year, if we increase, if the volumes decrease and we implement our measures, we will not enjoy, because this year will be the year of implementation of the industrial plan. So we will not get the profitability as a whole. No, the thing is, we are for one measure or another, we will stabilize the French market, even though this situation. So in 18 we are very, even though there is not any, profit coming from this price, recovering of profitability, but you don't know. So we are, as you know, quite cautious in our outlooks. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, it's Gloria Martin. As there are no more questions from the room, now these are the questions received via internet. First question from Societe Generale, Patrick Jusson. Could you be more precise regarding the total amount of inventory losses recorded in fiscal year 2017 and compare it with inventory profits recorded in fiscal year 2016? Regarding fiscal year 2017, could you split the inventory losses by quarter and by geographies?
Okay, Patrick. You remember the famous guidance we are providing in terms of this element. We don't disclose in every quarter and in every country because it implies sometimes price increase of just one manufacturer. So it belongs to the confidentiality we have in the contracts with them. But we provided, and we will provide today again, a very clear, I think, guidance for your estimations. So we say, historically, that one price increase, net of taxes, just price increase of 10 cents in every country, global increase 10 cents of the portfolio in every country, will provide us 15 million euros profit on inventories. So five per country in average, no? It depends on the structure of average. Could be one, could be other, bigger or smaller. But this is 10 cents, 15 million. If it is 10 cent decrease, or it is in all of the countries, it will be exactly the same but negative. Because the game is simply the net price of the cigarette increasing or decreasing. So exactly the same. So this is the guidance, the more precise guidance we can provide. Once say that, as in 2016 there were not 10 cents increase in all of the markets, there was just 20 cents in Italy, the profit we had past year was less than 10 million, okay? Because it's just 20 instead of 30. And this year it has been just a price increase in Spain, followed by the taxes increase in Italy and in France. So it has been negative. Below 15 million, by the way. So that there was no 30 cents decrease. It has been lower than that. The equivalent tax update has been below the 10 cents by country. So in both cases, one positive, 2016, less than 15, less than 10, to guidance, to give you the figures. And in 17, negative, so you are the gap is bigger, because the gap is minus plus plus, okay? So this negative, less also than 15, this is the gap we have suffered. No? In terms of quarters, it happens, the recovery of the impact of these price increases, when there is a taxes increase, is the day, exactly the date in which it's published in the official bulletin of the state, because it's entering into force this day. So immediately, all of the prices to sell to the retail, etc., are adjusted, impacted by this. Exactly, all of our inventories, all of our billings, invoicing, etc. And when there is a prices increase, it's recovered in the month in which you are selling the products to the at the new prices. So it's very immediate. It's very immediate. You can have in the close of one quarter impacting the negative part in the previous and the positive part in the other. No, so I think it's practically immediate and it's a one-off. So it has happened in the past. If you remember, in VAT increase in Italy 2 years ago, 30th of September, or some prices increases in September, impacting the year or impacted partially one year another. Which is important is the trend, no? And then it's happening as I explained, no? So I think it's more guidance is difficult for the reasons we say is, and there is not extraordinary, I would say, it's important for sure, it's important, but it's not extraordinarily important for us, but we are continuous looking the continuous evolution of these matters, okay?
Okay. Next two questions are coming from Societe Generale and Fidentiis. Patrick Jusom and Juan Canovas, I will join both of them because they are more or less the same. How much of the cash in the balance sheet at 30 September really belonged to Logista? Would you return this cash to the shareholders if you don't find investment opportunities? When? And the second one, it has now been several years since you are listed and no major acquisitions have taken place. How do you regard the cash return to shareholders over and above the level marked by your dividend policy?
Well, in this particular year, the fact is that all the cash generated by the company is going to be paid as dividend, or practically all. So the rest of the cash is attached to a negative working capital position that we have. It's true that, I mean, there has been no major acquisitions. We think that the best way is to keep on doing that, but if this not materialize in the future, we've always committed to say that we will have to study the way to revert that. But no point to consider that this year, when all the cash generated has been already paid or is going to be paid to the shareholders via normal dividend.
One more question coming from Juan Canovas Fidentiis. Can you explain again your comment about the French corporate income tax situation and the probable need to revisit it?
Yes. Last Thursday, in fact, the French government decided that they wanted they need to increase the corporate income tax for the year 2017 for certain companies, for the big companies, so companies that build more than 1 billion euros and less than 3 billion euros are going to be increased in five points the corporate income tax rate for this year, while companies having a billing figure over 3 billion euros are going to have 10 more points. It means from 34 to 44 or 43, it's not clear at the moment, increase in the corporate income tax. This is to recover the revenues they are losing on one tax they've cancelled this year on dividends, on international dividends of 3%. This has to be clarified. In our case, that we close the year as of September 30th, apparently it should not be relevant for this year 17. It's not, we are sure. But we have to look in detail what is going to happen in the year 18. That's the main issues in the corporate income tax in France. And this was a measure proposed by the Council of Ministers, but it has to go to the Parliament, so it's subject to modification, clarification, or whatsoever. And this is the thing that will have to be revisited once it is clear.
Okay, final question from Juan Canovas. Can you illustrate the extent of the double-digit growth expected in underlying EBIT? Do you have a figure in mind ending in teen?
Well, we have, of course, in mind this figure, but we cannot disclose at that moment, no? No, the thing is, we're not talking about underlying, we are talking about adjusted EBIT, so the reported EBIT, okay? Due to the fact that this year is impacted negatively because of the one-offs, what we think is in a year, in a normal year, in 18, we will enjoy the gap and then the normal evolution of our underlying EBIT. You know that our guidance historically has been, since we are in the markets, in eco sales, we will grow at the level of 2 to 3% every year. The underlying EBIT will be 4 to 5. It's approximately the area that we have, by the way, we have performed in the past years. So the addition to double digit is due to the minus plus impact of the prices taxes. Once our most probable scenario and probable reality is that 18 will be a normal year, not extraordinary this year. So to tell you more details, or to put you other examples. So this situation never happened in the past 30 years. It happened some prices wars, in which the manufacturers fighting among them have decreased prices, etc. It happened some partial application of the tax in partial offset, sorry, of the price increases to partially recover the impact of the taxes, but not to increase prices in spite of some different increases, taxes, tobacconist fee, etc., elements that are impacting on the profitability of the cigarettes or the pact of cigarettes never happened. So we think for the reasons I explained before, the uncertainty on the environment in the French, market, also in Italy, because the application of the TPD on the market and the government has been thinking on the size tax update during practically 1 year. There are many elements, many fights among the sector, among the manufacturers, not to move the prices, because at the end of the day, if everybody was agreeing the situation, which is not the reality, because the market is very, very competitive, so everybody is defending their own interest, even though the erosion of the profitability. But we think, as I said before, this situation have to be finished, this exceptional situation, once in the past 30 years, as far as we know, and then we will go to the normal evolution of the markets according with the past trend happening 29th of the 30 past years. Okay, so we think that this is something for us is a scenario, practically certain scenario.
Question from Credit Suisse, Carl Green. Can you indicate what percentage of economic sales next generation products represented in fiscal year 17 and how that compared to fiscal year 16?
Well, no, we have don't disclose these figures. At this moment, we will see in the future if this line gains importance. But what I can tell you is not relevant in comparison with the eco sales. So still in our markets, the NGP sales are not relevant in comparison with the rest of the products, with significantly growth year by year. So for us, is important the percentage, even though the base is still very small. If in the future, as the manufacturers are doing, splitting the NGP of the cigarettes or the tobacco, the traditional tobacco market, probably we have to do the same. No, we have to make it. Today is still not relevant, so we are not disclosing these figures. Even though it's positive on the trend, not relevant on the current importance today.
Next question from Carl Green. Approximately what level of sales did you generate in the pharma vertical in fiscal year 17? And how do you expect this to develop in fiscal year 18, given the ramp up of the Sanofi contract?
Well, the pharma is included in the other business, accounting the biggest part of these figures. So you can estimate the situation without big mistake. The thing is, we are growing year by year. It's not only Sanofi or it's not only Procter & Gamble in the past. It's Procter & Gamble and Sanofi are the elements that helps us to defend or to progress in the implementation of our business model. Once relevant producers or relevant laboratories are taking into consideration this possibility, different to the rest of the pharma distribution, so for us it's a qualitative aspect more than quantitative. Quantitative is important as well because we are talking about two leaders practically in the top 10 of the labs or the follow the producers in pharma in Spain. So the most important thing is the the penetration in the pharmacies, because the part of the stream we are leaders by far, and our challenge is to push the pharmacies distribution, you know, boosting a model different than the traditional one of the wholesalers, or the current wholesalers, based purely in discounts, in you know, reducing prices, in promotions, etc., where we are defending a more stable situation in which the laboratories and the producers deciding the prices they wanted to sell the products on the channel, no? So to modify or to break these old habits is not something which is immediate. So we are working, and I have to say we are working with the satisfaction of the laboratories, but they think that the distribution model in France for the future is exactly ours. The thing is, today, the current infrastructure, the current, let's say, environment is based on the old habits. So there are still some, there are depending of the evolution of these, let's say, past rules. So we are consistent. We are not growing, you know, at the level probably that we expected, but we wanted to preserve, as we say several times, the profitability in this growth. So we are not betting for the growth at any cost. We are, because it's not the way to educate the market, it's not the way to change the current rules. So we are growing very consistently and maintaining the profitability.
Questions from BPI, Pedro Alves. Midterm targets on a rolling basis. Do you maintain the 100 basis points EBIT margin improvement over a 3-year rolling period?
Yes, we maintain it because we think there is still room altogether, no? The company as a whole. It's not only the tobacco evolution. It's not only the recovering of the or the increasing the productivity. No, we think that altogether our model as a whole, the business model implies let's say synergies among the different businesses, and then we have enough new projects and enough new services to add to the manufacturers that they can evaluate, and then they are ready to pay for that. So what we think is for the next 3 years, of course, internally we have renewed our plans for this period, and we continue, as we did since 2014, increasing this point in our margins, EBIT over eco sales.
Following question from Pedro. You mentioned many actions to improve efficiency, such as consolidation of warehouses or the 8 closures in Italy. The higher restructuring cost guided for next year, this means a couple of million euros above the 9 million euros this year, or can it reach something like 20 million euros?
No, it's not 20 million euros at all. No. The first estimation is much closer to the reality. Don't forget that this year we have paid, we have accounted the industrial plan of the convenience business in France out of agonist, so other businesses in France, no? So it's part of one industrial plan. Probably there will be another a little bit bigger in tobacco, probably bigger than the one of this in other businesses, but we will accommodate the figure to the something which is similar to the year. You know, at this level, so there is not, because of that, and a disruption on the evolution of this figure. Remember that in the past crisis, we had this kind of level in non-recurring costs and restructuring costs. No, so we didn't have much higher than double digit at all, even in the period in which there was 7-8% volumes drop as in all of our scope. So no, we are not possibility, or we are not estimating these big figures. It's something which is be slightly above of this year, or depends, but not far of the current situation.
Following question comes from Haitong Nuno Stacio. It's been already answered. Do you have any idea on how much you plan to spend in France to restructure the business? But he's also asking, will this be accounted in the adjusted EBIT? Well, I answered this one. We always adjust EBIT for the same components, and restructuring cost is one of those components, so yes, it will be adjusted by the EBIT. Another question from Nuno Stacio. In Iberia, during Q4, economic sales in tobacco and related grew year on year at a very strong pace versus the previous quarters. Is this all related to the convenience products?
Yes, basically. Basically, it's because of the continuous product, and also and the good performance of tobacco in Portugal. So this is the two drivers for this increase of the sales.
And the last question, coming from Mathieu Picard, DNCA. Can you precise the net cash position in the balance sheet that really belongs to Logista?
I mean, we will say a figure like a normal cash, of just to give some idea of 50 million euros, but I mean, what is true is that the cash position in the company is attached to the working capital, so we always look at cash generation versus cash available, and having the starting figure as attached to the working capital.
Okay, so this is the end of the questions, but anyway, you can, if you have any further question or you want to discuss any issue with us, you can contact the investor relations team as usual.
Okay, many thanks to all of you, and repeat what I say, we are at the complete disposal for any further clarification, for any addition. Thank you very much for all your good morning.